Good morning, Yael.
Whoa, Don. I don't mean to be rude, but I think you need a breath mint or something.
Oh, sorry about that. You're just smelling one side effect of my all-garlic breakfast.
What? How much garlic did you eat?
Let's see. Garlic toast spread with garlic paste, garlic pills, pancakes with crushed garlic, and a few raw garlic cloves.
Wow. I'm almost afraid to ask, but why?
Come on, Yael. Everyone knows that garlic is good for you. It lowers cholesterol, prevents cancer and heart disease, and even makes mosquito bites stop itching. What?
I hate to burst your bubble, Don, but all that stuff is mostly folklore, not science. Some studies have found evidence that garlic could lower risks for digestive and prostate cancers, but other studies found no benefits. And according to one study, garlic does nothing at all for cholesterol.
But I've read that garlic contains something called allicin that's released when garlic is crushed. It's supposed to be good for stopping cholesterol production in cells.
In the lab, yes, but it's a different story when you eat garlic. Then, evidently, it doesn't do much to lower cholesterol.
Oh.
But that doesn't mean that garlic isn't healthful. There's some evidence that eating garlic can prevent blood clots, and it could have other health benefits that we don't know about yet.
Okay, I guess that's something. Meanwhile, I'll have a Tic Tac.
Thanks.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Christopher Gardner at the Stanford School of Medicine.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.